Anglers, welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd and it's Friday the 12th of January. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle Newmarket. Rod and Reel have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. On tonight's program, we replay an interview with Craig Caldwell and he tells us about Reel Recovery fly fishing retreats for men with cancer. Craig Caldwell is a regular reporter for Hooked on Fly Fishing. He has left his beloved Purnu and he's here in the studio with us. Tonight he's announcing the arrival of Reel Recovery Program in New Zealand. Good evening, Craig.
Good evening, Colin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You're well?
Yeah, no, we're always well down the Waikato, except we're sitting up on Carrington Road tonight.
In Auckland.
Where it's warm, but the traffic hasn't got any better, has it?
No, that's right. Okay, no. How did you get involved in setting up the Reel Recovery New Zealand program?
Well, we were enjoying dinner with some guests one night. It was Sally Stoner from Casting for Recovery in America and a couple of other ladies who'd been over for Linda Topp's wedding. And during the dinner, the subject of Reel Recovery in America was mentioned and then really not discussed any further than that. So it wasn't until sort of the middle of the next week and I was at work. A work colleague's got a young son who's got testicular cancer. And I was sitting there thinking, I wonder what that program was called. So, you know, it's quite easy to Google things now and find out things fairly quickly. And I learned that it was Reel Recovery. And so I had a look at their website and a couple of things they've got on YouTube and thought, well, you know, these guys have said there's also no support for men with cancer in New Zealand. With our involvement as in Casting for Recovery, why don't we see if we can bring the program to New Zealand? So I think I gave you a call and we had a talk about it. So I sent Reel Recovery in Boston an email saying that, you know, we had the team, the facilities, the location, and we wanted to run the program.
Okay, simple as that. Make contact and see what they say.
I mean, they can only say no, can't they? So.
Correct. What are the aims of Reel Recovery? Tell us, what are the four or five major principal things that they try to achieve?
The main aim for Reel Recovery is to take men with cancer out onto a retreat at no cost to themselves except their travel costs, teach them how to fly fish, teach them what it's like to be out on the water, to give some friendship with other men that have got the same problems so they can discuss and talk to men, network with the other participants, and really just have an enjoyable time, and it gives them a break away from... we all know that as fishermen, the time we spend on the river is really time almost lost. Mm. And we're almost sort of not really in the real world, are we? We're in that zone where we're concentrating on catching fish and our problems seem to disappear and our stress levels have dropped away. And
that's great. Yeah, mm. Now, this is a not-for-profit organisation. It's very clear about that, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
certainly
not-for-profit
national organisation in America, and it will be exactly the same here in New Zealand. We've been asked to replicate their program and to run it with the same principles that they have in the States.
Okay, very good. Now, it's very big in America. Any idea how many retreats they would run in a year?
Well, they've got four this month in California, and they run 30 retreats a year through their summer season. Okay. It starts in May and ends in September. And then also they have a lot of other things like fishing out days and promotional days. And I did see one thing where they had a Thai fly and they got donated 5,000 flies.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that like a fundraising thing?
So it must have been a fundraising thing, yeah, where they must have...
That's a good idea. Right?
Yeah,
so people
try
flies and then
flies
donate and them, and then you can reference
them.
And,
yeah.
Something you 5, can look
5,000 flies is a lot.
That's amazing, isn't it? Okay, now, you say retreats are offered at no cost to the participants. You're obviously going to need sponsorship, fundraising.
Yeah, we are.
How's that going to work?
We are putting it, putting a fundraising regime into place. First of all, we'd like to ask. We're going to ask every fly fisherman we know to participate in the program, and for the people that aren't directly in the program as helping run the retreats or working as fishing buddies on the two fish outs on the Saturday afternoon, on the Sunday morning, we're going to ask them to participate by becoming a friend of Real Recovery.
Yep.
And this would be at a cost of $50.
Yep.
And then we will look at some major sponsorship to sponsor the whole program.
Okay. And you've got time to do this. You're only just starting out now, aren't you?
Yeah, we've really only just put the program with our team together in the last sort of 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we're not looking at running the retreat until 14-16 March 2004.
Yep.
So really that gives us plenty of time. And also the programs in America, they have a huge supply of equipment that they send around, and they have stated that that they wouldn't be able to send the gear out to New Zealand.
Yeah.
So if we don't have the equipment for the first retreat, then we'll just run without it and make sure we have the funding for the retreat itself and not necessarily the equipment.
Yeah, okay. Because you've got enough, we know enough fly fishing.
We know enough. I mean, how many of us have got 10 or 12 fly rods sitting in our cupboards?
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
Five or six pairs of waders and...
Yeah.
Oh, something that we hide from our wives.
Very good. Okay, now, I think you were saying that you want to keep it fairly small the first... You're talking about 8 men, something like that?
We're looking at using Castle Rock Adventure Lodge, which is at Whare Papa South in the South Waikato. And the Americans have asked us, well, I'd send photos over of the facility that we're going to use, and they've asked if we could run with 10 men.
Yeah.
I know we do it at Casting for Recovery. Only have 8 ladies there, and I mean it tends to suit us quite well because we're going to be fishing on the Puna River. But I'm sure, you know, whether it's 8 or 10, really.
Yeah. You wouldn't want, for instance, 23.
Oh, certainly not 23. The maximum they have at a retreat is 14.
Okay.
And we would really like to. Yeah, 10 would be the maximum at this facility, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so if you've got 8 or 10, that means each person is getting more quality time with a fishing expert, right? You form a tighter group.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you had 40 people, can
then
you do that?
Then it becomes quite disjointed and everything.
Yes.
No, a group of 10 is a really tight-knit group,
yeah.
And they bond really, the guys will bond really, really well. They'll be quite amazed on the effect that this retreat will have on them, as it has an effect on the people who participate in helping it as well.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know a bit about this because you mentioned Casting for Recovery. Your wife is instrumental in running a Casting for Recovery retreat for ladies with breast cancer. And you've helped out a lot over the years for that, so you know how it works and the benefits. That each receives, that river helpers receive as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know, it's we'll talk about the Casting for Recovery experience, really. The ladies arrive and get totally immersed in the program. Castle Rock is a fantastic place to have it because it's got a very rural, very rural setting. In fact, it overlooks one of the farms where some of the Hobbit film was filmed. It is extremely peaceful, and it's got a fantastic swimming pool and spa pool. And in the men's retreat, they do casting instruction and fly fishing techniques and fly tying on the Saturday morning, and then they try and spend as much time on the river as they can. So if we've got 10 men, we have 10 fishing buddies who. Are all volunteers, and you know the quality of the volunteers is just fantastic. You know, they're just so generous with their time, and it's a one-on-one experience on the river on the Saturday afternoon and on the Sunday morning, and we try and maximise the time to give them the best experience.
All right, excellent. Now, for a lot of people, obviously they're going to be learning. This is a new skill.
Most of the people that go on these retreats, yes, it is a new school.
Yeah, and that's why you've brought in people to help. Yeah. Yep. So no one's left alone.
No, certainly nobody's left alone. Nobody will be left alone. We don't allow them to go fishing on their own on the river.
Yeah, okay. Who can apply to attend the retreat?
Well, anybody who has had or has got cancer, any form of cancer.
Okay, so it's not just prostate cancer.
There's no restrictions on it. As long as you can, you need to have a medical clearance. And if you have had or have got cancer, you're able to attend.
Okay. How do they apply?
Well, we will be having a Facebook page. We were hoping to have it online this weekend after we had a fishing day with our committee. And we invited some members from the Auckland Freshwater Anglers Club and Hamilton Anglers Club down to the Puna River last weekend, where we sort of simulated a fish out. We had, I think we had 14 guys on within 300 metres of river on the bank of my property. And it was quite hilarious because we were basically almost falling over each other. I was running around with a camera trying to take photos, and the river got a pretty good hiding. Mm. In fact, there were 50 fish caught and released in about 2.5 hours, which was pretty amazing.
And were people clomping through the river?
Oh, there were people clomping through the river. There were, you know, tried to pair everybody up. Some of the guys from Hamilton Anglers were, you know, very grateful for some of the casting lessons they got and fishing lessons. And it was hilarious, you know. I was walking in front of people, behind people. The idea was to take the photos. At one stage, I think you and I and there were about four of us sitting on the side of the river, and a fish rose within 6 feet from us.
That's right. It was in where my rod tip was. Just so, yeah. It's a fantastic fishery. You're very lucky you've got there. The ability to use that water.
Yes, we're pretty lucky because a lot of the water actually runs through private land. It was quite amusing when we were dealing with, in our original dealings with Rural Recovery, some of the things they required was they asked if we had private water that we could fish on. And I had to go back and say, well, it's a little bit difficult in this country. but we do have private land that we can, and we do ask people around the place, guys, you know, we do have a retreat on this weekend. You know, can you go and fish somewhere else for the weekend? Yeah. And we've never had a problem. Yeah.
No, that's right. Mm. Okay. Now, what's going to be your role in Rural Recovery New Zealand?
Well, my role leading up to the retreat will be probably handling the applications and some of the day-to-day organising of the retreat. Probably we've got a committee, and this is something we have to look at, you know, who's going to be doing what as the days get closer. So, but really at the retreat, there'll be maybe four people running the retreat itself at Castle Rock. It'll just be a complete team effort. We don't want to have anybody who's, you know, thinks they're a regimental sergeant major. The more low key it gets, the better atmosphere it is around the place, and the more enjoyable it is for everybody.
Mm, okay. Mm. Before we came on air, you were telling me about an experience you had on Monday. And you came within 30 centimetres.
Yeah, I was...
How does that relate to the Rural Recovery cancer therapy?
I've had some thoughts, you know. Well, if people ask me, on Monday I was heading home. It was about 5 o'clock at night, and my front entrance, my front gate is sort of on the top of a hill, and I was about 30 metres from my front gate, and I had a truck and trailer, big truck and trailer unit, come around the corner on the wrong side of the road. Well, in fact, on my side of the road. And I sort of looked down the road and thought, oh, shit, what's going to happen here? And so I pulled up as I almost drove up the bank, and, you know, and this truck and trailer unit was just kept coming down towards me. As the driver tried to pull over onto his side of the road, the truck started to jackknife with the trailer pushing it down the road. And if it hadn't been for the fact that the back wheels, the truck moved over far enough for the back wheels to grind into the bank, that truck would have probably gone straight over the top of me. Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking about it later in the week, you know, and if that truck had gone over, you know, maybe I would have been injured. But then I related it back to guys that have cancer, you know. It's the sort of, you'd go to the doctor and it's the same, and being told that you've got cancer is sort of the same thing as being hit by a truck. But these guys, they have it every day. You know, they go to have chemo and you must wake up in the morning and you know, that goddamn truck's bloody out there again. And so what we try and do with, at these retreats, we will be trying to do at these retreats, is to get that put in the background and get them to, you know, talk to other guys about their experiences and to try and forget about it and put it back. And when they get out on the fishing, you know, they can forget about it. And if we can achieve this for 2 hours or for 4 hours or for the whole weekend, then we've achieved what we're setting out to do, is to make their lives a lot better and to, you know, just to help them out, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see, Craig, yeah. Mm. And the point is, the only cost to the participants is they have to get there themselves.
Yeah.
Because they could come from all over the country. Well, we don't know.
Well, they could come from all over the country. The good thing, you know, Castle Rock is only 2 hours out of Auckland. So even just like from Whangarei, it's 4 hours away. It's really only an afternoon's drive. Yeah. The retreat would start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah, and probably wind up about 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. So it gives, yeah, people time to get there and back without needing to rush.
Okay, so once they've covered their travel arrangements, that's it.
That's it.
They're met, greeted, their bags are carried in for them, they're fed, they've got accommodation, and everything is provided.
And everything is provided.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, especially on the, you said that they're fed, at the last Casting for Recovery retreat, we have an absolutely wonderful local community. And all the rural women seem to try and outdo each other on their baking and their cooking. And
I've experienced some of
that. We're just absolutely flooded with food. And Wendy rang me up on a Saturday afternoon and she said, you know, will you just, I can't repeat what she said, but she said, can you ring around all the women and tell them we don't need any more food, please? You know, we've just got enough. And it runs from pumpkin muffins to pies and everything. And there's a full kitchen and the whole program is very well catered.
Yeah, it is very well catered. Okay. Now, we touched on it briefly before. You're going to need support from sponsors and friends and stuff because you're going to provide basically everything for these men to go fly fishing. Now, they need boots, they need waders, they need rods, reels, lines, and probably a vest.
Yeah, the vest, now I'm glad you brought that up because the vest is a quite an important part of real recovery. What they do with the vest is that each participant, when they turn up and put their vest on, they sign the vest with the date that they attended the retreat. And then these vests get handed on around each retreat. And so they become basically a log of who's worn them.
Good idea. It is a very good idea. Okay, so
and obviously in the States, you know, with 30 retreats a year, they get filled up quite quickly. But yeah.
Okay, but you're going to need help eventually. Well, you've got friends. We can loan you rods and reels and lines to get underway. But eventually you'd like all that gear, and that moves from retreat to retreat or from year to year type of thing, is it?
Yeah. Well,
eventually?
That would be the idea, to set up with 10 rods and reels, yeah, 10 sets of waders and boots,
and
10 vests, and then we're self-sufficient. You know, we're not relying then on the very good goodwill of our volunteers, and then we can pass it on from retreat to retreat.
Yeah.
We have actually got some, I've had some, a lot of interest in a retreat being run further down the island. And I work for a multinational company, and we had a health and safety meeting, as all companies do these days. And, of course, I finished up talking about the retreat, and our main health and safety person from the South Island said, would you run one in the South Island? He said, well, our company internationally has a... He'll go and talk to them about maybe some support. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
So if you did have a set of gear, you could move it around.
We can move it around the country. And obviously in this country, we would only have one set. And
But that's something for the future anyway. Now, we mentioned at the top that these men are going to need a medical clearance to attend. Is there going to be medical support available at the retreat?
Yes, there will be medical support at the retreat. Now, the facilitator is in the States is a person who's, they use trained facilitators, right? And we are going to have the chief executive from Real Recovery, Stan Gollub, will come out to New Zealand to facilitate the first retreat and to train us all into replicating the retreats they do in the States.
Okay. Yeah, because you've got to have the standards. Yep.
And we will have, as a casting for recovery, we will have a nurse available. Mm. We have a great... this rurally, we have a very good thing. We have a first response group at Whare Papa South for St John. Te Awa Muri is only 20 minutes away with the ambulances, and of course Waikato Hospital, if it was ever needed, isn't that far away either.
Yeah, okay. Now that, that's good. Because Castle Rock, we've been to Castle Rock, it's a very good facility, and it is only 20k out of Kiki or something, so it's handy, isn't it? Yeah. Now you've had experience at Castle Rock before, and it's good. Now, the volunteers, they're not necessarily staying at Castle Rock, are they? That's just cancer survivors.
That is just cancer survivors, yeah. The participants for the retreat will be staying at Castle Rock with the facilitator and maybe two staff. That we need to work that one out. Now, the volunteers, because it is a two-day program, it's fishing, we could either, people could come down for either one of the 2 days, or there is local accommodation available at Bryce's backpackers at Whare Papa South, and we have had an offer from Hamilton Anglers Club, which we need to go and talk to them before we announce too much.
Well, Nigel Juby, the president,
has offered us the use of their house at Landing Road on Arapuni,
and it's a very good house
it's a great spot.
Well done, Nigel Juby and Hamilton Anglers.
We must thank everybody. I did only ring them up on the Monday of Queen's Birthday weekend, and because most of these people know both myself and you and myself quite well, you know, they just said, well, when do you want us to turn up? And I said, well, what about next Saturday? and I didn't realise, of course, that there was a very big thing going on at Eden Park, so a number of the guys couldn't turn up because they had business commitments and were going to the game, but no, the turnout was spectacular.
Very good, wasn't it?
And everybody must be thanked very much.
The catch is, of course, as you say, we're going to have a meeting, but bring your rod.
So I did say, you're going to be the treasurer and you're going to be the secretary. Oh, I'm going to be the secretary. But, you know, don't worry about it, because our next meeting will be held on the side of the Pokai Whenua.
Correct.
And we will go fishing afterwards.
It is good. Now, let's talk about, it's more than just cancer, friendship and stuff. Let's talk about the specifics of fly fishing. You're going to bring people in to talk about fly tying, possibly, knots, river habitat, what trout eat, entomology, feeding, behaviour patterns, casting. You're going to do all this sort of some preparation before you drop them in the river. You are actually going to give them some
education. That's what the Saturday morning's for. And, of course, you know, we're not going to get too intense on the casting because, you know, initially when you're casting on small streams, you know, as long as you get the technique fairly right, we're not going to worry about it too much. Yeah. We will certainly go over knots and flies and being able to read the water and cover it pretty well. And then that will follow on with the guys that we're going to have as the fishing buddies. You know, they're almost guides in their own right. You know, some of these guys are in the New Zealand fly fishing team or captain of the fly fishing team. And this will follow on. It's just not a fish out on a Saturday. It'll be more instruction as well.
So yeah, that's right.
Just a learning thing more than instruction.
You don't just drop them in the river. It's very important everyone gets one-on-one tuition, basically, don't they?
That's dead right. Tuition, really, that, you know, if you went out and paid for...
Yes.
It certainly wouldn't be particularly cheap.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. Oh, that's right. And the beauty is, of course, that you've got the river on your property. I presume that's where you're going to use the retreat.
Yeah, we'll use the same water that we used at CFR last year. I think last year, or this year was... It's, it, it was quite an amazing year because although we had a drought and the water levels were low, the fishing just stayed incredible right through. Well, it still is, as we saw last Saturday. So we'll use the same water. We won't be at CFR. We had a few complaints by one or two of the ladies that they needed to come back for morning tea, and they said no, we just want to keep fishing. So yeah, we'll sort those sorts of areas out, and the idea is to maximise the fishing time on the Saturday and on the Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I just had a thought I'd forgotten previously. What do you do about fishing licences? Everyone's got to have a fishing licence in New
Zealand. Well, everybody does need to have a fishing licence. CFR are very, very grateful for the generosity of New Zealand Fish and Game.
Okay.
I've met the new Ben Wilson's replacement for Fish and Game on this, actually at the Waipapatau race about 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
A hell of a nice young guy, Adam Daniel, lives out at Raglan. He's an American, and hopefully we will go and talk to Fish and Game, and otherwise the Rural Recovery will be paying for their licences, because yeah, everybody has to have a licence to fish.
And possibly you can get like a group licence for the 2 days or something, rather than 10 individual.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how it works, but
you can get a 24-hour licence, and if it runs from, you can state your time runs from lunchtime to lunchtime.
That'll
get fit in with those. Yeah.
Okay, Fish and Game will sort that out, won't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Okay.
We just have to go and lean on them, and maybe. No, they'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. It's a good organisation. Okay, so casting tuition. Just briefly, you're quite right. You don't need to form perfect loops, and no one cares about that. Just get it in the river.
It's dead right. The trout doesn't know that you've...
Correct.
You know.
And you're going to cover all styles of fishing. Someone might be fishing a wet line across and down.
Yeah,
someone
well,
might be nymphing up or...
We'll explain the all the styles. It just depends on the preference. You know, there's some of the guys that have been our river helpers at CFR have fished one particular style with some very good success.
Mm.
Because dry fly nymph is quite a difficult concept to get around for somebody who's exactly first time on a river, you know, and within 6 hours of picking up a fly rod. So sometimes, you know, initially to wet line down with a woolly bugger or something is equally as successful. And the idea is to let them catch some fish as well, not to just to try and, you know, make a point of we will fish this way.
I had a lady in the river a couple of years ago, Craig, and she never fly fished before. She put her waders and her boots on and we're walking across the river. And at that moment when you feel the current on your legs,
mm-hmm.
And she, it feels funny. They're a bit unsure of their footing, but once they get confident, it's a fantastic thing. And I said to this lady, listen to that. And she said, but there's no, what am I listening for? I said, that's what you're listening for. There's nothing there apart from the river running over the rocks and stuff. And she said, oh, I understand now.
That's it, right?
That's what it's about.
Mm.
You can feel the force of the water, you can hear the water, but there's certainly no traffic noise. It's a different world, isn't it?
It is, most certainly is, yeah.
And you're casting a fly downstream, upstream, across whatever, and you've completely forgotten about everything else.
And that's the whole, some of the healing aspect of these retreats is the fact that, and they're encouraged to, you know, to if they want to take the sport up or to hook up with, you know, the angling clubs that are around the place.
Yeah.
And hopefully they do, because, you know, it is a very almost healing thing to go out and do.
It is. It's very therapeutic.
It's very therapeutic, that's the term, yeah. It's easy for me, because if I get home and, you know, I've had a bit of a bad day in the middle of summer, well, I can pick up, walk down the gate and go and have a fish.
Mm.
And it is very therapeutic, you know, it's very calming. And the thing that we have to do in our lives now is to get rid of stress. And one of the best ways to do it is to go fly fishing.
Good, well said. Now, well-known angler, you know him as well, Neil Hertzel, he calls fly fishing now cholesterol cleansing. He says to Mary Lou, his lovely wife, I'm going cholesterol cleansing. I'm going to walk up a river and get all the cholesterol out of the excess cholesterol. He hasn't got a lot anyway.
No, no.
But it's a good term, isn't it? Cholesterol cleansing. He said, I'm going cholesterol cleansing. Because it is a physical activity as well.
It is very physical, yeah. And
it can be.
Neil is a very fit person.
He is,
yeah. No, Wendy was actually in the studio at the beginning of this this session, but she's left the room, so I'll use that one on her when I get home.
Cholesterol cleansing.
Cholesterol cleansing. Yeah. My doctor's told me I need to do it.
That's right. And Neil Hertzel, yeah. Now, one thing too, the river help is the person in the river with the cancer person, the male. They'll help them tie on knots. It's not like an exam, is it? If you don't know how to tie on knots, they'll do everything for you, if you wish.
Yeah, if you wish, you know. And if you're really not able to, you know, if you need them to cast for you and let you retrieve, it's all a matter of enjoyment and experiencing the day and the weekend. And if, you know, because not everybody can pick up tying, not everybody can see the flies to start with. I mean, you know, people go saltwater fishing with 15-pound line and then pick up a 3-pound tippet.
Mm. You can't see the damn thing.
So.
But help is available. Okay, what's next for Rural Recovery New Zealand? You're up and running now. What's the process now? You've got to apply for charitable trust. What are you doing?
Right, we are going to... we're getting a deed set up for us now. We're going to apply with the members of the committee who are going to be the trustees of a charitable trust. We're going to set up a Facebook page at this stage because... you know, we think the money's better to be spent on the retreats than trying to worry about having a flash website. Yep. And then we'll get started with the fundraising and get some advertising out there so these guys who've got cancer or had cancer are aware of what the programs are.
Okay.
And they can apply for them. Yeah, that's about where we are at the stage. Yeah.
Okay. Facebook page, have you got a name for that yet? Is it Rural Recovery New Zealand?
Well, it'll be Rural Recovery New Zealand, yes it is. Yeah.
Okay, and you're working on that or someone?
And yeah, we've got all the photos. We had a few hiccups during the week. So it should be online probably by next weekend.
Okay, yeah. In the meantime...
And I'll be talking to you next Friday night, telling you how good the fishing is, so I can tell you.
Well, you do that on a regular basis,
yeah.
Thank you. But in the meantime, people, if they want more information, they can always look at the American website.
Yeah, now, the American website's very good, and they've just got a new website, which is very informative. And the other thing to do is to go to YouTube and type in Rural Recovery and have a look at some of the clips. And that's what I did for about the first... about 3 or 4 weeks ago, is that I sent these clips around to sort of all the fishermen I knew, and some of the comments that came, well, all the comments that came back were just incredibly supportive and things like inspirational and it needs to come to New Zealand and yeah. The support's incredible.
Well, you have brought it to New Zealand, so it is on its way. And that American website is ruralrecovery.com, is that correct?
No, it's ruralrecovery.com. .com, yes, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, ruralrecovery.com. Have a look at the American website. It tells you all the detail. And they, as Craig said at the top of the show, they do about 30 retreats a year in the summer months, but obviously a much bigger country. Now, people want to talk to you about this, Craig. How do they get hold of you?
We did register the name through with Craig Farrer from, and so they can email us on craig@realrecovery.org.nz.
Craig at Real Recovery. Real is R-E-E-L Recovery.
Recovery at
.org.nz. Okay, Craig at...
I was watching you write it down. And
well, I'm trying to get it right. Craig at realrecovery.org.nz for any information about it, and then you'll just keep people up to date. Okay, that's good. Thanks for coming in the studio, Craig.
That's quite all right. It's been a pleasure.
We have to keep updating this.
We most certainly will.
It
has become a priority for, I think, quite a group of us.
Yep.
And the information will be coming through. Yeah.
All right, because it's going to be March next year.
It's March. March 14, 16 next year.
Okay, you're going to be busy in the next 6 to 8 months, boy.
We will be, won't we? But, you know, it'll be very, very well worth it. And the people that come down and help, either at the retreat or as fishing buddies, will feel exactly the same.
And you've got lots of help. And
I've certainly got lots of help, yeah.
All the best for that. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Okay. Cheers. Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.